From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Happy Monday, Melissa.
Happy Monday.
We are thrilled to be here.
Of course we are. We're just not so happy with our selection this week.
Well, you can't blame Lifetime, but Lifetime did invite Melissa and I to take a sneak peek at the new movie Accepted, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, August 22nd. Joan Cusack from Working Girl and Mae Whitman from Arrested Development star in this original comedy about the pressures of today's college admissions process. And with classes resuming for high school students, this is something that seniors will soon be thinking about. And that's what I thought was good about this movie. How about you, Melissa?
The topic was timely. We'll give it that. We'll give it that. But I believe it was supposed to be serio comic. But to me, that came out meaning serious topics being kind of thrown in throughout the movie while the tone was light. And it almost seemed like some of these scenes were trying to be funny or even nonchalant about some of these really serious things. What did you think?
Well, yeah. Like I said, the good thing about the movie, I thought, was the timeliness of it, just like you. It was based on a critically acclaimed book titled Acceptance, a novel by Susan Cole. I haven't seen the book. Maybe she took a comedic tone through the book and they just kind of, went with that. But it didn't work.
It didn't work, no. We totally agree on that.
But the storyline was good, I thought. Mae Whitman plays high school student and overachiever Taylor Rockefeller, who is weathering the storm of her senior year and struggling to cope with the stress of applying to her dream college. But her mom and her dad complicate things. They're on the verge of a breakup, so she's dealing with that. And then her mom wants her to go to a top school for the sole purpose of meeting a suitable husband.
Yes. Yes. I think there was also, she wanted her to get a good education too, but she definitely threw in the spouse thing. I remember hearing that.
Yeah. But Mae's character, Taylor, the college she wants to go to is Yates College, which is, not a very highly rated college. And so, they battle, with that issue.
Yes. Yes. Even with all the things that they threw in, and you knew that, her parents were not doing well, and she had this pressure about school. She stole the neighbor's mail.
That was weird.
She was cutting. She was into the cutting thing. But that was one of the major things that I thought they took really way too lightly. Even despite all that, I didn't really sympathize with her. I couldn't really get into relating to any of the characters in it.
Yeah. Well, they also focus on a couple of other high school students, and I thought maybe they were more interesting than Mae Whitman's character.
It was also stereotyped to me, in my opinion. It was just really hard. And not that you're like, oh, well, somebody's cutting themselves. I don't care. I don't sympathize with that. I don't mean to sound like that. It was just all so kind of thrown in there that you didn't really get to, I don't think you really got to know the characters. Yeah. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, are we ready to rate it? Or do you have any other additional comments about the movie?
Well, I really felt bad for Joan Cusack because she tried to be wacky, but it just made it more bizarre, I think. And she's usually a good actress. Mm-hmm. And then there was Kirsten Warren that was in A Desperate Housewives for a little while. She was one of the parents. Her son wanted to go to Harvard. His father pushed him to go there, but she tried to get him to enjoy life a little bit and not study all the time, which was a good attitude, but she was so laid back that she was just her character was just bland to me. I mean, she didn't really. So I'm just criticizing more, so I'm sorry.
Well, I hate to ask, but Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Acceptance?
2.
Oh, a 2.
A 2.
Ooh, well, you gave it 2.
I did. And what would you rate it?
Well, I'm not as harsh a critic, I guess. I give it a 5 because I found it kind of corny, but I think high school seniors can find some useful information in this corny comedy.
Okay. You were a little bit easier on it than I was.
Yeah. So if you want to, check out Acceptance, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, August 22nd on Lifetime. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime at your convenience.